With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As the war in Ukraine rages on, Japan's foreign minister now visiting Ukraine over a shared concern of North Korean troops in Russia.
Takeshi Iwaya met with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sybia, who spoke at a joint press conference. According to Ukrainian intelligence, Pyongyang is seeking to exchange its participation for access to Russian technologies in missile, nuclear, and other military programs. According to U.S., South Korean, and Ukrainian assessments, up to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia. I'm Nayan Kim.
8 people have been killed, at least 17 more wounded in a stabbing attack. That at a vocational school in eastern China. The suspect, a 21-year-old male student who has been arrested, a spokesman says the young man had failed his exam and could not graduate. Also, at srnnews.com, Melania Trump opted not to go to the White House this past week when her husband returned for a visit. Here's Greg Clugston.
When President-elect Trump arrived at the White House for his post-election Oval Office meeting, he was greeted by the President and the First Lady. However, Melania Trump did not make the trip. Jill Biden gave Trump a handwritten letter of congratulations for Mrs. Trump, which also expressed her team's readiness to assist with the transition. The President-elect expressed his gratitude for Joe Biden's promise of an orderly transfer of power. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The House has passed legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. The measure won bipartisan support in a 327-75 vote in what is now the lame duck period of Congress, but Senate passage is not necessarily assured. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers need some financial help.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once Donald Trump makes his return to the White House. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration could also be repealed. This is SRN News. In Los Angeles, the new DA promising some big changes.
Incoming District Attorney Nathan Hochman says his first task will be to eliminate the pro-criminal blanket policies of one of California's most high-profile progressive prosecutors, George Gascon. That means bringing back gang-related sentencing enhancements and allowing prosecutors to bring juvenile charges more freely. Hochman will also prosecute low-level nonviolent crimes that he said the current DA has not, such as trespassing and disturbing the peace. But he also wants to look at solutions that don't involve locking criminals up. John Scott reporting.
About as much hype as any bout has ever had in the history of boxing. When it was all over last night, Jake Paul had won a unanimous decision over Mike Tyson in that heavyweight bout in Arlington, Texas. The judges called it 80-72, and two of them had 79-73. More details at srnnews.com.